This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Still known as Bradfo, with the radio version of his daily Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring.
Baseball isn't boring.
Baseball's not boring to me.
Baseball is not boring.
It's not boring on a podcast, and it's damn sure not boring on the radio. And either way, it's streaming on the Odyssey app. It's Radio B.I.B. Baseball Isn't Boring is presented by McFarlane Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlaneEnergy.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Sammy and Gordo from Play Tessie Podcast, and we are honored to have on the Chief Baseball Officer, former WEI.com employee, Craig Breslow. Hey, Craig, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I mean, I feel like that's what got you over the top. When you put that on your resume, when you walked into the ownership, you said, I also wrote for WEI.com, and you did an excellent job. Good writer. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll leave that uncommented upon.
All right. Let's get down to brass tacks. Are you in Fort Myers right now?
No, I'm still here in Boston and heading down Monday morning.
Okay, awesome. And just to, so we know, because we off the air at 1, will their trade be made before 1 o'clock today, you think?
I don't know, but I would probably not hold my breath.
Okay, well, they're saying there's a chance. All right, but we do appreciate, Craig, you coming on. I know you're really, really busy as you sort of get ready for spring training, which is this week. So we're just going to rattle off some questions for you. One is that I am curious to come back to the Rafael Devers conversation. And I know that you guys have dug in really, really hard. Rafael Devers is our third baseman. But I have to ask, is there any scenario where you see that Rafael Devers has to switch positions before opening day?
Devers is our third baseman, and we are excited about that. And I just don't think it makes a ton of sense, nor do I think it's fair to comment about that. Because any situation that arose where that would be contemplated is going to be a conversation with Rafi first. So I think it is best just not to speculate about that. Rafi is preparing for Rafi to be our third baseman as well. And we're excited about getting a completely healthy Devers back this year.
Okay, fair enough. Number two for me is along the lines of team building heading into the spring training into the new season. One of the things that you wanted to do as a checklist thing was really improve the bullpen. You got Aroldis Chapman. The bullpen looks pretty good right now, but I think that that's still probably a goal of yours, is to improve the bullpen. My question is that when you are identifying potentially improving the bullpen, are you looking right now at a guy who has experience closing games?
So I think more than experience closing games, I would say experience and or stuff and makeup to be able to pitch at the back end of a game. Between Chapman, Hendricks, Slayton, we feel like there are guys who are capable of pitching at the back end of games, but it is true that, Hendricks didn't pitch last year, and Whitlock, missed a bulk of the season and will be returning in a relief role. And Slayton had a rookie season that was really promising, but, has exactly 1 year of service time. And so I think finding someone who we believe can add to that mix, is probably more important than just getting another reliever, but also not exclusively someone who is going to close or can close. I think just somebody who can preserve leads late in games.
Craig, Sammy here. My question for you, you've spoken a lot about getting uncomfortable, and I want to know, as we're here in February, has the process of getting uncomfortable, as you put it, has that been different than you anticipated it being? Has it felt different?
I've been asked a lot about, what is different about the job, or how prepared did I feel to take on the job. And I wouldn't say that it's the scope of responsibilities that is different. I think we can all kind of envision what the role of a chief baseball officer or GM, is. What we can't predict is how one will feel when faced with making these types of decisions. So, were there uncomfortable decisions that were made, difficult decisions that were made? Yes. I think it's human nature to spend a ton of time thinking about alternatives and thinking about what, other possibilities may exist or could have existed. But, I think what our group has done a good job of is remain focused on what our task was, which is to build the most competitive team we can in 2025, and then also focus on the players that we've acquired as opposed to the players that we've maybe sent out. And when you frame things that way, I think it's been a really encouraging offseason for us.
Craig, one of the things that I hope that you can answer, because I'm just curious about when you talk about making the decision and being in a front office, more so now than maybe ever, you have so much information, and not only so much information, but so many people giving that information. For you, is that another element of the job which you really have to get your head around? Okay, I appreciate all your opinions, I appreciate all this information, but ultimately we have to land at a place where it is my decision and I feel convicted about it. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And I think there are a couple of ways to tackle that. And I've tried to be as transparent and candid as I possibly could with our group, which is to say that I encourage challenge and question and skepticism and pushback and creative ideas and open-mindedness. But I think there is an important time for that. And if we skew too much in that direction, I think it becomes easy to be paralyzed and not make decisions. And so I think both, trying to get out in front of that, and then also thinking about the right sequence to decision making, which is, in my mind, collect the information, collect the perspective, and then very intentionally transition to decision-making mode, and saying, okay, I've got all the information that there is to collect, and now it's time to make a decision. We either have to execute or we have to move on. And ultimately, while I appreciate all of the perspectives, I am accountable for the decisions that we make. And I think that's both why I took this job and what makes it so challenging. But it's a challenge that I accept.
See, I like that answer. I do. I mean, that's a challenge that I don't think people understand. It's good to have information. These guys give me information all the time. I just ignore it. So anyway, go ahead, Gordo.
Hey, Craig, it's Gordo. You talked yesterday about how you see the roster right now as incomplete. I think it was more so pointing to the right-handed bat. Are you willing to enter the season with an incomplete roster if the right move doesn't present itself?
I think it's a tough question to answer in that the right move is open to interpretation, right? We're not looking to acquire a right-handed bat strictly for the sake of having one more right-handed bat on our bench or in our lineup. We want it to be, someone who has the potential to make a difference. And ideally, we would have gotten that done already, or we will get that done before opening day. But, my responsibility is to build the most competitive team that I possibly can to make moves for the sake of making moves. And so if we feel like a better opportunity will exist down the road, then we have to remain patient and disciplined. But the other side of that is, you know, when faced with the opportunity to make a meaningful addition, we have to be ready to act.
You know, let's just say that a player isn't added that plays this position I'm about to mention. Second base. How are you heading in? You have some candidates, some interesting candidates, because they all are different places in their careers. They're different skill sets. How do you view the competition for this the majority of playing time at second base if things stay status quo right now?
Yeah, I think we are going to benefit from competition at second base, and we have some guys who, you know, in a guy like David Hamilton, who really stepped up, and I think we saw what he was capable of, both from like a defensive kind of range standpoint, and then what he could do on the base paths, and you know, definitely took a step forward in the box as well. The fact that he's left-handed serves as a nice compliment to someone like Vaughn, who will be the first person to say that last year was kind of a lost season for him, and he committed himself to getting bigger and stronger. And I think we're going to see a guy who's about 20 pounds heavier this year than what we saw at the end of last season. But we did see some glimpses of what got us all so excited. And then, you know, it's impossible to ignore what someone like Christian did last year in the minor leagues. And, you know, he's got some defensive versatility, but, you know, we'll have to see how he acclimates to the big league environment, and we'll make the best decision that we can. And, you know, what I said yesterday is, given that we are prioritizing our 2025 season, we're going to take the 26 guys on opening day who give us the best chance of winning the greatest number of big league games this year.
All right, Craig, the most important comment of the entire offseason was said on the Baseballs and Boring podcast by your manager. Here it is. Ready? Here we go.
You saw my tattoo, correct?
Correct.
All right. And if you win it all, what are you going to do?
I'll get one. Yeah.
All right. Here's your chance, Craig. Get in line. If you win, will you get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo?
I'm still in the information collecting, seeking multiple perspectives phase of decision making.
We're doing it. I'm on board.
Well, we're all going to be one of those voices in your head giving you the information why you should get one. So it's great for the brand.
I look forward to having to make that decision.
So you head to spring training in the next couple of days. We asked Brian Abraham if anyone's allowed to wear shorts in the front office, and he said that nobody does. So it's not a rule that you can't wear shorts, but you know, it's a professionalism, right? The front office doesn't wear shorts.
It's kind of an extension of the clubhouse, right? Like, there are unwritten rules, and you look around, and you probably don't want to be the only person wearing shorts.
You're getting me psyched for spring training. Let's go. Hey, man, we all appreciate you coming on. Like, we know that you're really, really busy, and we'll see you down there in a couple days. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
All right. Craig Breslow, Chief Baseball Officer. He had limited time, which we were sympathetic to. I think we got all some good answers, some good questions out there, all of that. I do want to break down from your guys' perspective about what he said, because I do think there were some nuggets. It's, as we said, it's a challenging thing to sort of break through. And I know that Chris Cotillo and Sean McAdam did a podcast with him yesterday on the Fenway Rundown. Was there somebody? Did he go on somewhere else or no? I don't know.
I don't know if I saw him.
But you know, it's and he was we the Fenway was did he talk at a Fenway Fest? I can't even remember. Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah. No, he
yeah,
did.
Oh no, he
was
did,
on,
yeah,
on the station. On the station. Yeah, yeah.
Not to the fans.
Yeah. So anyway, we asked some questions. He gave some answers. I want you guys to break it down. But first, we're going to trend with Zach Coe.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bruins welcome Bruce Cassidy and the Vegas Golden Knights to TD Garden this afternoon. It'll be their final game before the two-week layoff for the Four Nation faceoff. Jeremy Swayman expected to be in net for the Bees. Puck drop scheduled for 3:30. Celtics also in action tonight as they head to a different garden, Madison Square Garden, taking on the New York Knicks. Celtics have already ruled out guard Drew Holiday. He'll miss his second straight game with a right shoulder impingement. Tip-off from MSG at 8:30. Final preparations underway for Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans tomorrow night. Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham, the only notable name on either injury report. He's listed as questionable with an elbow injury. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of the Super Bowl right here on WEEI. Coverage starting at 2. Kickoff set for 6:30 between the Eagles and the Chiefs. Busy day of college hoops as we are a little over a month away from Selection Sunday. Notable matchups include top-ranked Auburn hosting number 6 Florida, number 10 Texas A&M heading to number 15 Mizzou, and the 13th-ranked Red Raiders of Texas Tech in Arizona taking on the 20th-ranked Wildcats. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More baseball isn't boring coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
For this.
Don't be left out. Baseball isn't boring on WEEI.
Boston Sports Original.
I don't know, but I would probably not hold my breath.
Too bad I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, no, that answer has to be holding my breath.
You open the door. Yeah. It was too long of an awkward pause. Zach, what do you think? What was your takeaway from that answer?
I mean, my eyes immediately lit up when he said, I don't know, so.
Play that again. I want to, like, there was a long pause. Long pause. We had, we have actually 40 minutes to go for this to happen, but go ahead.
I don't know, but I would probably not hold my breath.
All right. Well.
I mean, something, maybe it's not going to happen, but they're talking something.
Yeah, they're definitely, that's the takeaway.
They're talking Nato.
If you play that in reverse, maybe it sounds like Nolan Arenado. Who knows? Play the audio backwards. Yeah. You probably said no one.
Can we put that on the turntable and play it backwards? Yeah. All right. This is the Baseballs and Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Sammy. Say hello.
Hello.
And Gordo.
What's up?
Both of the Play Tessie podcast. We're with you every single weekend for the dawn of time or whatever it is until the end of the baseball season. Will that be in September and October? Who knows? Who knows? But we're going to be with you every single Saturday in some form or fashion. That is what we do at Baseball Isn't Boring. And again, if you want to go subscribe to the podcast or just listen to the podcast, please do, because I go to great pains to do it every single day.
No one grinds harder.
Somebody grinds harder, but
who's grinding harder?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't come up with an answer.
I have to pivot. Spring training is a different world, man. You guys know this. But spring training is a different world when it comes to the art of podcasting. I love going to Arizona, for instance. Arizona spring training, holy mackerel. What a spring training that is. You can get more done before noon than you get done in like 2 weeks in Florida. But that's not my concern. I'm here to help you understand what's going on with the Red Sox. And what we did in that respect was get on the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, the guy who was pulling the strings, to say, we have to get him on to get the what's what and ask as many questions as we can in 10 minutes. And that's what we did. So I'm going to ask you guys. We did I want to ask you the takeaways. One of my favorite things to do, the takeaway from the interview. And I'm going to give you some of the options. So I came out of the gate. I asked about Devers, about could potentially move off position. I asked about the reliever you get, would he have to have closer experience? The guy that you're identifying, would he have had to have experience when it comes to closing baseball games? Sammy asked about, is being uncomfortable more uncomfortable than you thought uncomfortable would be? That's exactly how you phrased it, I think. And Gordo, you asked the question about, could you see yourself not making moves by the time you go into opening day? This is pretty much your roster and things just being too uncomfortable and not being able to get the deal done. I asked a question about so many voices. This is one of the things in baseball that is permeating through all these front offices. You have hiring so many people, so much information, so many voices. So when you get a guy like Alex Bregman, for instance, are you getting the voices from the driveline guys? Are you getting the voices from the analytics guys? Are you getting the voices from the manager? Whoever it is. Like, that is a very real thing, which I wanted him to answer. And, of course, then you have, he's not ruling out getting a Baseball Isn't Boring.
Yeah, he didn't rule it out.
He's collecting information. And I am going to whip down there with my dossier about all the benefits of having a Baseball Isn't Boring tattoo.
This will be first order of business when you get down there.
Here it is. Anything for the brand.
Are you in with that, Gordo? Are you going to get a tattoo if the Red Sox win the World Series?
Oh, I'm still collecting information.
Oh, come on.
Really?
All right, Rob, I'll get the tattoo.
All right.
Sammy, the
same one?
No, I'm going to change it up.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You want me to get the same one? I get the same one. I just think you're going to want that.
Okay. All right.
Back?
Okay, we'll see. Anyway, so my takeaway, one of my takeaways is with Rafael Devers is that he said he wouldn't rule, like, he's not saying he wouldn't rule out, they would have to talk to him first. Right now, he's the third baseman. And, of course, they have to say that. It was a very smart way of saying he's our third baseman, but if there is a change, we would talk to him first.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they say we wouldn't make a change and we wouldn't talk to him.
No, it means a change is on the table still.
Right. And then when it comes to the closer aspect of it, which is, you know, you're talking about, you could have easily said, yeah, we want someone who will close. David Robertson is still out there.
Kyle Finnegan.
Kyle Finnegan's out there.
Robert Suarez, right. Ryan Helsley.
Right, exactly. So, but he's saying, no, not necessarily this. We want someone who can pitch in high leverage situations. Those were the two questions I came out of the gate. Sammy, when you asked about the uncomfortable aspect, what was your takeaway?
My takeaway was that he's a very smart guy, and he knows that the job he currently holds is inherently uncomfortable. He didn't really directly answer the question, but it sounds like he is deeply in the uncomfortable phase, and he's kind of, you know, he's working with it, but it didn't sound like he was overwhelmed or anything. It kind of sounds like he's handling it. I'm waiting to see if the results follow suit.
Which kind of leads to your question, Gordo, right?
Yeah, and my takeaway from that is that they're not just going to add a right-handed bat to add a right-handed bat.
That was the Randall Grichuk question, basically.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's clear, and the messaging has been consistent. He's mentioned it at points earlier in the offseason, at the winter meetings. I think after they signed Walker Buehler, too, he talked about it. But it's, we want a right-handed bat, but we want an impact right-handed bat. And they've got their eyes. We don't know who specifically he's referring to with that, but they've got their eyes set on one, two, maybe three or four guys. And if it's not going to be those guys, they're not just going to sign someone just to sign someone.
And you had, toward the end of the interview, you were passing me a note saying a possible question was, it wasn't a bad question, which do you think you would do when getting a reliever? Would you sign a reliever, trade a reliever? And he just, I can tell you, he just wouldn't answer.
We're open to all avenues.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad question.
Who answered that? Someone answered something like that. The Blue Jays. Blue Jays GM said something like, oh, yeah, any additions from this point forward are probably
Well, you know, trade. The preeminent example of that, of answering that question in the way that we would want to answer it, goes back to Dave Dombrowski's first offseason, which he literally comes out of the GM meetings and says, we are going to trade for a closer, and we are going to sign a top-of-the-rotation pitcher.
He's so cool.
Transparency, baby.
I mean, it was unbelievable. We are going to trade for a closer, and we're going to sign, and next thing you know, Craig Kimbrell and then David Price.
The two best available options
boom,
that offseason.
Boom, boom,
boom. And boom.
All right, let's go to the calls. Billy in Rhode Island. Hey, Billy, how are you?
Hey, guys, you got me?
Yep. Hey, what's going on, Billy?
Hey, I was at Trader Joe's earlier, so I couldn't call, but I had to call in. I'm not sure. I can't remember who said it, but Brepo, at least you have a functioning brain on the show. But did somebody actually say Bregman was not going to sign with the Astros because they don't have any talent? Did I actually hear that?
No, the future. They're going to be good for the next 2-3 years, but if he's signing a 6-year deal, I don't know if he's going to.
Yeah, right. Right, right. So Bregman's not going to sign with them because they're going to win the division for the next 3 years. Did I hear that correctly?
No. I mean, I don't know if they're going to win the division for the next 3 years. I think they'll be solid, but they're clearly trending down.
You understand that their entire starting rotation at Tommy John last year, they have two starting rotations.
Right, that's not a great endorsement. Our entire rotation had Tommy John, and we're losing the best guy next year.
They have this guy named Yordan Alvarez, who 2 years ago at Fenway, I saw him hit a line drive that didn't go 8 feet off the ground that went out of the park. They've got Christian Walken out at first base who can hit 30 home runs. They have maybe the best
offensive
potential.
Has he ever hit 30 home runs?
Anyway, go ahead. Keep going, Billy. I like where you're going. Go ahead, Billy.
They've got Yonier Diaz, catcher. He can hit 30 home runs. They've got Chaz McCormick, who's, you know, potential 900 OPS. You know, Altuve can play whatever, left field, right field. You know, they lost Tucker, but, you know, finally they've got a first baseman after that disaster the last 2 years of Singleton over there. Obviously, I'm an Astros fan. If they, you know, whether break now, Raphael, I did like your take where maybe the 6 years isn't actually an offer.
No, Billy, first, I want to go on record. I respect both of your opinions, Sammy and Billy. I think you both are astute at your jobs of being baseball fans. But I will say this, is that, Billy, to come back to the Houston offer, we said this earlier in the show, it's just bizarre to me how this has unfolded where you First of all, you trade for Arenado. So you know that that's their plan A. That falls through. Then you get Isak Paredes and Christian Walker. Then after that, you say, Bregman's in our rear view. Nice knowing you, Alex Bregman. Then a month later, all of a sudden, you have these reports. Offer still on the table. Images of Jose Altuve playing left field. And now, this past week, we're back to talking about Bregman in the past tense. And Billy, all I say is this. I don't know if this is true, but I know this happens in baseball where organizations float stuff out this to help the players market. I don't know that to be the case here, but we can't rule it out.
Yeah. Last point, and I'll take off. Is this another Boris disaster like that? I can't remember the pitcher's name from last year.
Oh, my God. Billy,
that pitcher who ended up firing Boris,
Oh, yeah, Jordan Montgomery. Yeah. And thanks for the call, Bill. And also, obviously, you have Blake Snell last year. You have Matt Chapman last year.
Cody Bellinger
last year. And
it was the big four. We were calling them the big four.
And Alonso was absolutely – the deal he got for Alonso was not a win for Boris. It was a win for the Mets.
Yes.
So he's got some good deals this offseason, but he lost that one. And the true test is how many guys you're going to take deeper in the offseason, or what's that look like? Because he has hit on guys going deep in the offseason before. I'll go all the way back to Prince Fielder or something like that. I mean,
but that's old. Like all that stuff. That's
I know
old.
It's a different market, right? Yeah, and even the changed. JD Martini, we had a JD Martini party, JD Martinez, when that happened, he good credit. I mean, he still got a 5-year deal, like a 5-year deal with opt outs.
Yeah.
So, but is what's that going to look like with Bregman? Think about that, guys. JD Martinez, a guy who can barely play in the field. Yeah, great hitter. Filled up spot at DH. Got a 5-year deal. And Alex Bregman can't get as we sit here right now, is desperately trying to get something along those lines. It's bizarre.
It's going to be really interesting when this saga is over and we hear like what the deal is, what actually, if we ever get that. Because there's so many different voices coming out about Bregman, all these different theories. I'm kind of like, okay. Does anyone really know?
I think that If we have to go by the surface level conversation and the surface level information and what I know and what you know and what we're reading, it really comes down to there are these places that potentially he could – let's take Houston out of the equation because I don't know what's going on there. But there's these places, Toronto, Detroit, where maybe we'll give him a few more years, but isn't the best landing spot for him. Mm-hmm. Then you have a place like Chicago and Boston where – he probably would rather play, I would imagine, but they're just not going to give him the years that he wants. That's what it comes down to. Are you going to accept that? Do you guys think that the Red Sox will ever budge off of what we're hearing in terms of this? Like, let's say a 4-year deal, Sammy.
I have no idea. No, I don't.
No, I don't think so.
If I had to guess, I'd say no.
Because all the names that Craig Breslow just mentioned at second base right now. But yeah. You go ahead, Gordo.
I think if they were going to budge on it, you would have seen it by now. It's February.
Yeah.
Spring training's coming up. If they haven't budged by now, what is about to make them? What is going to happen that's going to make them budge?
What if Arenado gets traded elsewhere? Which is unlikely. I know that's very unlikely.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, so, I think they'd sooner enter the year to his words, not mine, incomplete roster.
That's totally
than, that's fair. Than budge and pay Bregman a contract that they don't think he's worth.
So then we agree.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Ted in San Diego's been hanging on for a long time. Ted, I appreciate it. The only reason that I don't feel bad for you is because you're in San Diego. Hey, Ted.
Yeah, lucky Ted.
Yeah, everything you've heard about San Diego is a big lie. Anyone listening, don't move here.
Okay.
The most important things in life are pizza and family, and San Diego is not a good place to come. So I've been there since 79. Yeah, so I've been there 79. The worst mistake I ever made.
You and Bruce Hurst, you and Xander Bogaerts, right? Where were you when Xander Bogaerts was deciding his contract status?
Right. A lot of ex-Red Sox actually live out here. Phil Plantig was from here, lives here. A bunch of Tom Brunansky's here. There's a lot of ex-Sox who
I got to be honest with you, Ted. Things that I thought did not expect to be hearing when I woke up this morning, that San Diego was a crap place to live. Yeah. So thank you for keeping it spicy.
Keeps us on our toes here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyhow, so first of all, Sammy and Gordo and Rob, you guys provide great content. And for an ex-Bostonian, I really enjoy the content you guys put out there. So thanks and keep it up.
Appreciate it.
You know, I was talking to my brother the other day, and I think that if the Sox, if Kennedy never came out, whoever it was, it must have been Kennedy who came out early and said, we're going to spend a lot of money this year. If he never said that, and the Sox did what they did with Crochet and Buehler, I think that a lot of the fan base would be very happy with what's going on so far. And honestly, I agree with the approach on Bregman. I don't think you should give him 6 years. Give him, if he'll take three, do it. But I like the approach they're taking with him. And, yeah, they blew it on Hernandez. I would agree with that. But I do like the approach on Bregman. And the other thing I would say, just in terms of, you know, the Sox farm system and who's ready, who's not ready, is there's a guy that you probably are aware of named Jackson Merrill, who was a starting center fielder for the Padres, and I think he made the All-Star team. But
yeah, he did.
He never played Triple A ball. He came right up from Double A.
Ted, not to interrupt you, but more importantly, he never played the position that he ended right. up ended up shortstop. Making the All-Star team for before last year.
Right. He was a shortstop in the minors. You're right, 100%. So I think the idea that, you know, none of these guys are ready to come up, I just find that, you know, if they come up and they have a good triple, you know, good spring training, I think that I wouldn't mind seeing Campbell or even Grissom at second base, you know, moving forward. But I think that, you know, again, I think that all this negativity, and I'm all over them for the negativity too, but I think if Kennedy never made that comment, you know, months ago about we're going to spend a ton of money this year, I think the fan base would be in a better place than they are right now. But, hey, thanks for the great content. And, again, don't move here. It's not a good place to come.
All right. Duly noted. Where were you when Bruce Hurst was? I mean, you guys are way too young. But Bruce Hurst was the first guy. He signed with San Diego, and he, after the fact, he just was over the top. I made a huge mistake. You made a huge mistake. And they were playing at a crap state. It's a lot different. People don't understand. With what?
Qualcomm. Is that where they're playing?
Oh, yeah. It was a football stadium. But people don't understand with the Padres right now, they have the best crowds attendance-wise in all of baseball. Like, this is, you can crap all over the apathy of Southern California, but there is an apathy of Southern California. Remember a couple years ago, the fan fest that they had, it was nutty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they first got what was that?
Yeah, like it was Bogarts and Machado and Soto.
It's a smaller market, too, so it's impressive. Like, they show up size-wise.
They have no other teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is, people are going to, their minds are going to be blown when they hear this. Considering what our world, our ecosystem is like, their radio station there, Odyssey radio station, all they do is talk about baseball.
Oh,
like all they do is talk about baseball.
That's the dream.
We'll get there. We're getting there 2 or 3 hours at a time. Let's go to Tony in Bridgewater. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hey, what's happening, Rob? Good to hear you again. Spring training. But
yeah, let's go.
Yeah, you were throwing Breslow these softball questions. Honest to God, I feel like Linus.
Tony, before you go, okay, I'm gonna ask you to do this exercise. All right, I'm gonna ask you to give me the question that you would ask Craig Breslow, which we did not ask. Go ahead.
First question I'd say to Breslow, not for nothing, you needed a right-handed bat. They had Walker, Alfonso, Santana, Bregman, Hernandez, all these right-handed power bats, and you didn't even sniff at one of them.
Okay.
Tell me why you didn't sniff.
Because Tony, the answer that he was going to give, and we tried to ask questions where he couldn't give the general answer, which he would absolutely have given to that question that you asked, and he has been asked before.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, we know this because you know how I know it? Because he was asked that question at Fenway Fest by Ken and Curtis.
No, he wouldn't.
I told you.
Well, I'm telling you what he would have said.
What would he have said?
Oh, yeah, we went over these players and fiscally and blah, 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 blah. He gives you a bunch of BS. They haven't made a move to sign. It's all about money. Rock, it's all about money. All these guys.
Tony, you just, it's fine if it's all about money, but you just made my point. Like, his answer would have been a bunch of blah, 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 And that would have done us no good. If I ask him a question saying, hey, you know, if I say, hey, you're going to trade for Nolan Arenado. Oh, 1 second, Tony. If I trade, you're going to trade for Nolan Arenado. I can't talk about specific players. But if I ask, okay, is there a scenario where Rafael Devers isn't your third baseman in opening day, that he changes positions, then he has to answer that, which he did. You have to understand, you got to eliminate the blah, blah, blah answers, Tony.
I understand, but I wanted to hear specific players on why they did the moonwalk on these guys, because there was so many right-handed power bats, Rob. That Walker has 95 home runs in 3 years, the guy for Arizona, on and on. Bregman has better statistics at Fenway Park than any player in the history of baseball. And they're just like, it's all about money.
One second, Gordo. I love the passion. You are the voice of the fan, right? You're totally misguided when it comes to the approach that you have to take with the Craig Breslow interview. I have proof of it before. I have proof of it just now. Whatever. I'm putting that aside. But what you have to also understand with the Bregman thing, honestly, yeah. I get the money thing. I get how, like, there's this frustration where you haven't proven. You've lost all benefit of the doubt when it comes to spending money in the free agency. But with the Bregman thing, actually, the money isn't the issue. Tony. I can definitively tell you the money isn't the biggest issue. It is the years. And that's where I think they are making a mistake. What's wrong with giving an extra? What?
You do business. Business is being done. The guy wants, like, what do you want? $5 million, like $185 million, 5 years. So what? You eat 2 years of that. That's the way free agency works. This guy, Rob, honest to God, when was the last player they went after? When was the last player they went after? Story?
No, Yoshida. I am totally with you. They have no benefit of the doubt when it comes to free. Tony, we got to go. But I have no benefit of the doubt when it comes to getting free agency. You guys just said it. Last position player they got in free agency?
Oh, Adam Duvall.
Adam Duvall. Like, you still have not, and that's honestly, like, I'm just thinking of it now. The question that we should ask was like, hey, well, you could not have thought that you would get to this point without signing a position player.
But that's the key, though. And to peel back the curtain a little bit, like, we're sitting here talking, trying to fumble through questions here of what we can ask, and the three of us will figure out what do we think Breslow is going to say to that. You have to come up with the right kind of question that he's not going to give that response to. And it's
Tony just said it. He said this is what you should ask him, and his answer would have been blah blah blah.
And Christian Walker. If he kept bringing up Christian Walker, you ask him about Christian Walker. What's he going to say, Rob? Why did you guys not go harder after Christian Walker?
Tristan Casas is our first baseman.
Well, he wouldn't even say that.
I'm not going to comment on specific guys that are on our team. That's the answer.
Yeah.
Ask about Pete Alonso. That's the answer you're going to get.
His big complaint was not asking about specific players. Craig Breslow has never been one to answer specific player questions. It's not going to happen. That's why we don't do it. It's a waste of everyone's time if we do that.
No, I mean, and the closest we come to anybody doing that was really Alex Cora at the winter meetings.
You can do it with him about Alex Bregman.
Bregman.
You can do it with Cora about Bregman. That's the exception.
Right?
Yeah.
But everybody else, Pete Alonso, across the board, you know, behind the scenes maybe, but not on the radio, not on the record.
And Rob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like very rarely will you get a GM like, or GM, whatever you want the title, a GM like Dave Dombrowski who will mention specific players. I feel like it's much more normal to be a little more vague.
Well, especially in this era of GMs.
No one anymore.
Exactly.
We got to go. The one more segment to go. Baseball's an boring program. We got Shime and Mego. Where are they?
They're at a timeout market.
The Tom Brady lookalike contest. I kind of want to go over there after this. You guys want to go over?
We got to. I can't, but I gotta see the pictures.
All right. Well, that'll be a good time. It's always a good time. This has been a nice respite from football and Super Bowl. And if anyone ever wants answers about how passionate, no matter what time of year, the baseball fans are here, for better, for worse, whatever, all they have to do is go listen to this show for the last hour and 45 minutes and the last 15 minutes. All right, we appreciate everybody. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We'll be back after this.
Baseball Isn't Boring with Brad Foe on WEEI.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We've got a few more minutes here before we turn it over to Mego and Shime. Timeout Market, Tom Brady lookalike contest. I got to run over there because obviously I'm entering the competition. I lost my glasses, so the sunglasses might actually work. Though nothing worse. I lost my glasses, so I'm sitting there. I go to a high school basketball game last night, and I'm sitting in the last row. The creepy guy in the last row wearing sunglasses watching a high school basketball game.
It's a red flag.
My sunglasses are prescription, so it's the only way I could see properly. That's why I'm not. Yeah, so it's just.
And he's just, you got to provide the context. I promise it's not what it looks like.
I will say this. So I have my glasses with progressives, right? So if I had a choice between my progressive glasses or my progressive sunglasses, which one was I going to lose? I'd rather lose my glasses because I'm going to spring training and I don't want to go to spring training without sunglasses. That's a must. The Chilean miners all said that.
Well, how long does it take to get a replacement?
I don't know. It's more of the cost. These things are expensive, man. Expensive. You like that one, huh?
I don't know what to say to it. That was good.
All right. Well, we've picked through a lot of stuff today, man. We've emptied the tank. For 2 hours, we've emptied the tank here, guys, fellas. And it's amazing. And I've already seen, like, the Masa Yoshida looks stronger. The ball's coming out of this guy's hand. Rafael Devers has been in Fort Myers since January. Like, can we just cut to the chase? Who's in the best shape of their life?
David Hamilton.
Don't give me. And by the way, don't
Vaughn Grissom.
Don't give me the looks noticeably stronger thing. Don't give me the balls coming out of their hand thing. Come on.
Wasn't Cora's answer Hamilton?
But then nobody changed it to Vaughn. He changed it to Vaughn a couple days later.
It was like a 1A, 1B.
We gotta get the definitive answer. Well, you got it. David, you're going down.
Well, there's also one thing you got to factor in is Cora answering these questions.
I am definitely not in the best shape of my life. But go ahead.
Well, good. You can follow the formula here because Cora answers that question in January. There's multiple months of time that to change before March. Rob, you still got what? A couple days?
I'm putting on the rubber suit and getting on the Nautilus machine just like George Scott used to. But my wife has already said she's down there. Okay, we're gonna do this at 6 a.m. We're gonna exercise. I'm like, no, man. Like, no. These are long days.
What happened to the best shape of your life, though, Rob?
I want to.
I'll do some fitness stuff in Fort Myers if you're going on runs.
I may not be. I feel like I've settled in. Right, it's settled in for my movie role. I mean, this is what it is.
We're five a.m. wake up call, Fort Myers. We're gonna do 6 miles.
How long? How many days are you gonna be down there for?
Four.
Okay, the four. It's at the very end, right?
Yeah,
very end.
The last.
It's all
last
you need
days.
To be there. All right, let's go to Jay in Maine before we go. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good, Rob. How about you?
Good.
Hey, I missed trying to get in last week, and the reason I'm calling today is because, of course, the Red Sox and our love for them. But you brought up the word ambition last week. Yeah. Do you remember the conversation?
Yeah. That was stemming off of a tweet from a Liverpool soccer fan, and they were ripping sort of on Fenway Sports Group and saying they have to show more ambition. Or be more ambitious, and I thought it was such a great word, Jay.
It is, and the reason that I wanted to speak to you about it is because until the Red Sox change their ambition to win a wild card spot, just be satisfied to satisfy the average fan, the guy that goes to Fenway to get a selfie because he's a tourist, says, hey, look at me at Fenway, and they're making money that way. They're making it because the tourists, the non-real fan like you, like me, like a lot of the passionate fans, until they decide we're going to go for the AL, not the championship, not the wild card. This is where baseball's gone now. You can get in the wild card by not spending a lot of money, and anything can happen.
Yeah, Jay.
Until the Red Sox ambition changes, it's not going to change. They're not spend more money. They're not going to do what a fan that's passionate, that's been watching them win and always fight the Yankees. They're content to get a wild card spot.
All right,
Jay, we got to
take off, but thank you for the call. And you're right. And I think when he's talking, what it comes back to is we played the Brandon Gomes clip, the Dodgers GM talking about how our goal is to not have to pay 2X or 3X at the trade deadline and chase our tail in that respect of coming to the season with the answers, with the security, all of that. And right now, they do not have that, but what you do have is an awesome show. Go check it out on the Play Tessie feed. Go check it out on the Baseballs and Boring feed. Zach, thank you, my friend.
Always a blast.
Always a blast. Sammy, thank you.
Always a blast.
Gordo, thank you.
Can't wait to be back.
Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to Craig Breslow for calling on in. So next time I talk to you, I will be in spring training. I look forward to that. Again, Baseballs and Boring. Go check it out. We'll see you next week.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.